Look at me. Friday, August 14th, 2026. I'm Pastor Michael Ziegler, speaker of the Lutheran Hour, and this devotion pairs with this upcoming weekend's Lutheran Hour sermon, which you can listen to at lutheranhour.org. The text is Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 8. And Jesus told them a parable, to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. In a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected man. And there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, "Give me justice against my adversary." For a while, he refused. But afterward, he said to himself, "Though I neither fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will give her justice so that she will not beat me down by her continual coming." And the Lord said, "Hear what the unrighteous judge says. And will not God give justice to his elect, who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? I tell you, he will give justice to them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" A few years ago, we were at a playground. My friend's 7-year-old daughter, Hazel, kept calling to him, "Hey, Daddy, look at me." She's swinging on a rope. "Daddy, look at me." She's climbing up a wall. "Daddy, Daddy, look at me." Her dad and I were trying to have a visit, but we could barely get a word in edgewise with Hazel constantly pulling for his attention. And it reminded me how children thrive under the watchful favor of an engaged father and mother. The story we heard from Jesus touches one of our deepest human needs, questions that everybody asks at some point. Do you see me? Do I matter to you? Am I important? Apparently, the widow in the story does not have a supportive community for whom she matters. Instead, she has an adversary, someone who is harming her. She brings her case to the judge, hoping she will matter to him. But when she discovers that he doesn't care either, she does the only thing she can do. She becomes the squeaky wheel that gets the grease, the interrupting child who won't be ignored. Jesus contrasts this lazy judge with God, the true judge. Satan, our adversary, tries to fill our heads with false pictures of God to demoralize us. But the adversary is not the creator. Satan cannot change the way things are, but only our perception of them. God is still faithful. Jesus came to show us. By his death and his resurrection, he proved that we matter to God. We were created to relate to God. Not like a plaintiff suing for justice before a corrupt judge, not like children seeking attention from a distracted parent, but like a beloved daughter, a son, confident under the watchful eye of the Almighty Father. Hazel's family had stopped to visit us on their way down to Florida. Later, I spoke to her dad about the trip. He said there was a moment when Hazel was wading into the ocean and the waves kept knocking her off her feet. There, away from the playground, she wasn't saying, "Daddy, look at me." She was looking at all those overwhelming waves. In a panic, she turns in the water and sees her dad standing next to her. "Do you want a piggyback?" he asked. "Yes," she answered. And in Jesus, God, our Father, carries you on his back and says, "Look at me." We pray. Dear Father, save your people, bless your heritage, and carry us forever. Amen.